This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It's 7:44. Good morning to you. Right on time for the breakfast champion. Rise above the noise with Standard Bank. And Skinny Smooth Socks has stepped up a whole new level by joining the movement. We speak to Sibusiso Songwenya up next.
The Capricorn Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency with Complexion and Mpoma Shida.
And right now we're talking to the founder of Skinny Boo Socks, Sibusiso Songwenya, joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mpo. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. So happy to have you on the show this morning. You know, many of us have literally seen parts of your entrepreneurial journey. And to a certain extent, we may think that, you know, we know a lot about what you've been through, where you started, how everything started. But then looking back, when you look back at your journey, what do you think we do not know or understand about where and how everything started?
Cool. Well, I think the one thing that most people are not aware of is that Skinny Smooth Socks is turning a decade old next year. We're turning 10 years.
What?
Yeah, we're turning 10. Can you imagine that?
Goodness, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Paul, you know. And it's been a grueling 10 years. You know, I think entrepreneurship in general is 80% hard work and 20% rewards. And that 20% rewards that you get every now and then makes you want to stick it through. You know, I'm so interested to see Skinny Smooth Socks in the next 10 years after we've finished our 10-year run as a business. We've been at number one. We have partnered with distributors like Superbonus. We then partnered with Starterport. Starterport had the license of Tom Ford, Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, and quite recently we partnered with Markham Stores that has 350 stores, and which is a $3 billion rent business. So we've had a lot of milestones along the way, but that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the millions of South Africans over the past 10 years who've been sacrificing 150 from their grocery money or from whatever other important things they have there to do with their money and have been buying a pair of Skinny Smooth Socks. So I think it's been an incredible journey that has taught me to man up, because I got into the business when I was 20 years old. So I'm 31 right now. I literally grew up within Skinny Smooth Socks. I grew up in the public domain, building and failing. So it's been an incredible 10-year journey.
Yeah, just let us know if you need extra hands to count your money, bro.
I completely don't. I know you love money. I'm going to keep you as far away from me.
Yeah, money is my favorite subject. So Rise Above the Noise is a Standard Bank movement. I mean, how have you managed to rise above the noise in the past 10 years?
Well, you know, I think right now where I'm sitting, I've had, over the past 10 years, I've had two occasions where I seriously needed to rise above the noise.
Sure.
You know, I think the first one was when I was starting out, and this is with anybody who wants to start a business.
Yeah.
We all struggle with internal challenge. You know, when I started my business, remember that I'm a speech and drama student, so I knew nothing about running a business or establishing a business. So I had internal challenges that I kept on experiencing, like asking myself, "Will people buy my product? Will I be able to establish and start a business and grow a team and manage a team? Will I be able to, because from day one, I've been intending to grow a global brand. Will that even be possible?" You know, so I think watching individuals like Oprah, Trevor Noah, Bonang, Steve Jobs, you look at their stories and you really understand that you can also start from there and go up. So I think I had to treat myself mentally as an entrepreneur. But as you travel the entrepreneurship journey, you know, I even got to experience bankruptcy in our sixth year of running the business. We were close to shutting down our doors in the business. And
wow.
That's when the assistance of mentors come in. You know, I'm surrounded by incredible business minds that have experience, that have helped me navigate the business space. That is when the importance of family comes in, because my business partner of 10 years right now is my uncle, who's an accountant, who supported me throughout the journey. Individuals like my mom, my sister, and my family in general have just been there. But also, daily South Africans who just believe in the quality of our products and have been pulling in money. And those people and my spirituality can also help me to consistently rise above the noise. And I think right now in our 10 PM, we are intending as a business to grow globally because we feel like we have reached a ceiling in the South African market and want to reach new territories across the world. So again, life and business is rising up to, is asking us rather to rise above the noise. Whatever the financial conditions or the economy, we need to consistently just rise above the noise and continue building what we call a global brand.
Yeah. And speaking of taking your brand to the global market, I mean, let's look into the 2022 Grammys. Skinny Smooth Socks was part of the goodie bag.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That must have been big for you, ne?
For us, that was a big highlight, you know, as a business. We were the official sock gifting partner for the Recording Academy Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
Which meant that American media, award performers and presenters got a pack of Skinny Smooth Socks. So let me tell you something interesting, right? My uncle right now, who's my business partner, his first job was at Standard Bank, and my first bank account in my teenage years was Standard Bank. And almost 10 years ago, my first big deal with a corporate was with Standard Bank when they bought for their staff members.
Sure.
So this year, we were able to clinch a deal with the Recording Academy Grammy Awards, and it is a very expensive exercise. I don't want to lie to you guys. Money-wise, energy, and also in terms of capacity, you know, we needed a bigger team to help us deal with the whole Grammy deal. And I reached out to Standard Bank, and that's what we're going to help you get there, you know, because we are a bank that believes that people can. So the Grammy Awards is part of our strategy as a business to try and plant some seeds in the American soil. And I am happy to announce for the first time on radio, I'm giving you guys an exclusive.
Okay.
So I'm announcing for the first time on radio that Skinny Smooth Socks is invited again to participate at the Grammy Awards 2022. On the 5th of February, rather 2023, on the 5th of February in Los Angeles. And Standard Bank is backing us once more.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations. That is exclusive. Congratulations. That is absolutely amazing. You know, as we wrap up, what advice would you give to young people? You know, when it comes to advice, just a bit of a chuckle. One area or one time where you've had to rise above the noise was when you declared, I don't want advice, I want 5 million rand. Do you remember that? So, I mean, advice that you can give to upcoming entrepreneurs. I mean, what can you say?
You know, I'm happy you asked that question, you know, because for the first time I met partners like Standard Bank who understand that most of the time we don't need talking about entrepreneurs. I know my business in and out and we just need financial support, you know. But what advice would I give to other entrepreneurs is that stay true to who you are, you know. Stay faithful to the vision and dream that you have. And when I look at our 10-year journey, from day one, we were intending to build a global brand. And right now, going into our 10th year, partnering with one of the largest music events in the world is testament to the fact that if you stay true to the vision of, in our case, of building a global brand, it will happen. Of course, you will face a lot of challenges, but it will happen. Build a team, build around you, build a community of individuals that also believe in your crazy ideas, because you will face challenges on a daily, and you will need individuals who are going to help you along the journey. But most importantly, respect the customer. You know, for 10 years, Skinny Smooth Socks has been sustained by individuals across South Africa who've been spending 150 on us, and that those people are my boss on a daily. I look at the quality of the product, I look at the service, I look at everything so that my boss, which is our customer, is happy all the time. So I think one of the three things that I think entrepreneurs should focus on, and just enjoy the journey. You know, business is a sport, that should be enjoyed as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Spoo, for talking to us this morning. And the world is your oyster. We wish you all the best in all your endeavors. Founder of Skinny Spoo Socks, Spoo Sisongwenya.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.